Erevin Perkyud Mishnah Ches 10:8. There are really three separate topics in this Mishnah, each short and sweet. The first is talking about a tree which has a canopy of branches which create mechitzas all of their own. That means that the branches are coming out from the tree from above 10 tefachim, they're spanning out, and they're reaching down close to the ground within 3 tefachim of the ground. So since they're within 3 tefachim of the ground, because of lavud, it's as if they're closed off, so they're basically allowing the branches to create mechitzas, and if they surround the tree, so then the area beneath the tree is considered rishus yachidol to itself, in which one could carry. That's what the Mishnah says here. Ilan shehu meisach al haaretz. If you have a tree that drapes over the ground in the way I described, im ein nofo gavoa min haaretz shlosha tefachim, provided that its branches are not more than 3 tefachim off the ground, because the 3 tefachim off the ground, you lose the lavud, and it's no longer connected, and no longer effective as a mechitza. But if they're close enough, then metaltlin tachtav, then one may carry beneath those branches, underneath, like hidden inside the tree. I've actually seen such trees, maybe I'll even send a picture of one, but that's here in Eretz Yisrael, but that's how it works. Now, that's a din, straightforward enough. Just one important ha'ara, which is a mechitza is only a mechitza if it doesn't move in the wind, in normal winds. If you have a mechitza that moves in the wind, then you've jeopardized your mechitzas. If the mechitzas move so much that they actually lose their status as mechitzas, like in the case of our Mishnah here, let's say when winds blow, regular winds blow, so then the branches are lifted off the ground to the point they're no longer within 3 tefachim off the ground, so then for sure they're not acceptable as mechitzas even when there's no wind blowing, so one could not carry under such a tree in such a scenario. Again, the idea of this is that the tree is in the Rishus Aram, but it creates a Rishus Yachid beneath its branches. But those mechitzas aren't counted as mechitzas if they move in the wind. If the tree's branches move in the wind, but they don't move to the degree that they are ever losing their status as mechitzas in terms of like the dimensions of it, just they're moving. So there's a machlokas there if that's already going to ruin the mechitzas. The machlokas sachronim. So the Magen Avraham says, yes, it does already. If they move already significantly, then they're not mechitzas. Whereas the Chazon Ish holds that as long as they don't move too much to the point that they're ruining their status as the mechitza, then it's going to be okay. All right. That's the first din of the Mishnah. Second din of the Mishnah is talking about trees, but a new point. We're talking about the roots of the trees. So there's a general din derabanan all to itself that one may not make use of a tree on Shabbos. It has nothing to do with muktzah per se. Trees are muktzah, but this isn't about moving the tree. It's making use of the tree even when you wouldn't be moving it. It still would be forbidden to do that. And that din derabanan is because rabbis were afraid people would come to pluck things off the tree, which could be an isser doraisa of tolesh, of, you know, detaching things from the ground, which means you can't sort of like hang your hat on a branch on a tree or put your, you know, your soda can on the branch of a tree to balance it there or something. You can't do that. The question is, what's with tree roots? Are tree roots considered to be trees on which one could not get benefit, therefore you couldn't, like, say, sit on the root of the tree? Or are they considered to be just, no, part of the ground, they're not really trees, and therefore you could stand on them, let's say, whatever the story is? So that will depend on the usual distinction of whether or not they extend above the ground more than 3 tefachim. If the roots of the tree extend beyond 3 tefachim off the ground, they have a life of their own, they have a status of being a tree, if you will. If they are less than 3 tefachim off the ground, so the roots are like kind of close running to the ground, they're considered to be part of the ground, just little roots like on the ground, and that being the case, they don't have a status of tree, and one could stand or sit on these roots. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Sharashav, if a tree's roots are gavon min ha'aretz shlosha tefachim, are extend above the ground more than 3 tefachim, or even 3 tefachim, 3 full tefachim, lo yeshav aleihem, one may no longer sit on such roots because they have a status of being a tree. If the roots are less than 3 tefachim, you could sit on them. As an interesting side point, there are interesting shilas about certain kinds of bushes, like cranberries, for example, which might meet the halachic status of tree. The question is, are they trees or not? And one of the criteria to consider is whether they extend above the ground more than 3 tefachim, if a tree can exist at less than 3 tefachim on the ground. So, okay, fine. Moving on now to our third part of the Mishnah, again, totally unrelated to the previous two. Here we're talking about using a removable door and re-affixing it to block up a hole on Shabbos. So the concern here is one of bona construction, or at least near a kabona, appearing as if you're doing construction. So let me explain that for a second. If you have even a tiny pockmark in your hole that you plaster up, just the size of a one nail's diameter, that is a malacha de oraisa of bona. There's no minimum amount for bona. If you're enhancing, improving in a permanent way a structure that's attached to the ground, so then that's called bona, and that's an isur de oraisa. Now, that would mean if you have a hole that you plug up in a permanent way to fix the hole, of course that's bona de oraisa. Here, however, we're talking about like a doorway, let's call it, an opening to the house, or a fence, we'll see in a second, that has like a removable, like a plug, if you will, like a board that you use to block it and unblock it. So in a scenario where the door is not frequently used, and therefore it's not perfectly clear to an onlooker, is this a door that's opening and closing, or is this a person like closing up what is now like a hole in his house, since it looks like he's kind of closing up a hole that's in his house, it appears like bona, and it becomes forbidden under certain circumstances. So our Mishnah says here, Hadelas Sheba Mukta, if you have the doorway that leads out to the Mukta. Mukta is the, I'll call it the backyard. It's where you stored your wood and stuff like that. People very infrequently went out to their Mukta. And that being the case, they didn't even bother to make like a door on hinges. And our case specific is one where there are no hinges, so it doesn't appear that it's like a door that's meant to open and close. It's just like a door that he goes out from time to time. So if that door is now detached, it's not even the door, if that just like that board which blocks up the hole that leads out to the mukta is detached, and kind of, as we'll see in a second, sitting on the ground, when you put it back on, it looks like you're repairing the house. And that being the case, we're going to see in a second you can't do it. Similarly, v'chadakim shebepirta, if you have like a fence, you know, and you use to if a hole in the fence, how do you block a hole in the fence? You might take like a bundle of like a thorn bush that's bundled up of thorns. So then it serves as essentially a block to inhibit people going through the fence, because now there's like a thorn bush there to block it. So that's what we're using here, like using this kind of bundle of thorns to block up a breach in the wall or a fence. Umachatzalos, same goes for like reed mats that you're using to block things up. In all these cases, ain no alin behen. You can't seal off. Noel means in modern Hebrew to like lock, like a door lock. But we mean here just to seal off the hole in the exit out to the mukta storage facility, or in the fence with the bundle of thorns or the reed mat. You can't do that. Ela im ken govo min ha'aretz, unless they are suspended above the ground. If there's like a, you know, it's like a cord on which the board is attached. So when you open the doorway to the mukta, the door kind of is suspended off the ground, even just like a hair's breadth above the ground. The point is, it's not like on the ground, so everyone can see this is like a removable and reattachable door to block off the portal out to the mukta. And that being the case, it doesn't look like you're doing bona. Same goes for blocking up the fence. But if, you know, you're just putting in a bundle of thorns to plug up a hole in your fence, it looks like you're plugging up the hole in the fence for the first time, perhaps, and it looks like bona. So if it's not suspended above the ground, you may not do it. Okay, that's the Mishnah here. Now, in case you are recalling back to the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, 17:7, over there we had a very similar question about windows. And the Chachamim paskened that the window, and again, remember, time in the Mishnah, they didn't have like glass panes in the window was just like a hole in the wall. And they would put like these like wooden boards to block them up, to keep the water out, etc., and the wind. So the Chachamim paskin that you can close your window by putting in that plug of a board on Shabbos, even if there's no string from which they're dangling. There's another Tana who said it needs to be attached, but the Chachamim and the Halacha is, no, you can re-plug up your window, even if the board that plugs it up is not attached on a string or something suspended. So that sounds like in conflict with our Mishnah, which says you may not plug up your door out of the mukta. The reason why is because people know windows are opened and closed, and therefore it's perfectly clear to everybody that you're not doing bowen in your house, just blocking up your window. But here we're talking about, in our Mishnah, an infrequently used exit in the back of your house. So it's not clear to anybody exactly what's going on over there. If it's to be your front door, let's say, or even a door that had hinges, even if it came off the hinges now, then again, everyone would say it's no problem to re-seal off the doorway with this board. But just because the mux is infrequently used, there it needs to be evident to an onlooker that it's not a new sealing up of the door, and that's why it has to be hanging at some level off the ground.